Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Let's go to New Zealand. They've got the Ready to Run sale beginning shortly, but he's on his way there. John Galvin, who is a part of the ownership of Melody Bell, the star mare. G'day, John.
G'day, Andrew. How are you doing?
Very well, mate, and well done on what you've done with this mare over the last few months, not only doing it in New Zealand, but coming across, and I think all of us will remember that Empire Rose win forever, mate.
Yes, it was a great thrill for us. We had 20 people from New Zealand there in the birdcage at Flemington on, you know, on a great day of racing and a great race course, and it was just a big thrill for us to be there and see our mare perform so well.
I've spoken with Jamie Richards about this, but I think a part of the story around Melody Bell from whenever you retire her is she came to Australia and conquered. It's all right for us to be watching races and thinking, oh, yeah, she can do it in New Zealand, but she can't do it here. Well, she's proven that she can travel and win now, John.
Yeah, well, she did that as a two-year-old, of course, Andrew. You remember she won the Group 2 size
prize early on
at Eagle Farm by 4.5 lengths. But we did get our backsides kicked a little bit when we brought her over as a three-year-old and got beaten by Elise and Scholes in two different races. So we sort of went home with tail between our legs. But she's, as a 4 and 5 year old, she's really she's a different horse than what she was when she was a three-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, she won the Empire Rose and she backed up, and well, the McKinnon, she was just unlucky. Magic Wand's a really good horse to win it, so I'm not going to give up Magic Wand, but she was balking through runs, and eventually Opie got on a clear and she just zoomed home again.
Yeah, that's right. I've often watched Magic run from its barrier, sort of use its gate speed and get one back on the rails, and that would have been us if we'd had her gate. But as you say, she's a fantastic race mare, and we were really... Once we got over the shock of the initial disappointment of running second, that when we looked at the replay, we realised it was a really fantastic run from our mare. So we're very pleased.
So she's in the paddock right now, back home in New Zealand. Did she get back and she wasn't totally out of the having a hard preparation?
No, in fact, when she arrived back in New Zealand, our vet team, that's Dr. Doug Black, Ronan Costello, had a good look at her, and Doug gave me a call and said, John, in 35 years of clinical practice, I've never seen x-rays from a five-year-old that look as good as this. I think that's her strength. She's very, very sound, and she really has no issues. We've never really had to do anything with her from a medical vet point of view.
That's really good. So what's the plan? Have you had time to catch up with the whole Fortuna Melody Bell team and Jamie and the crew?
Yeah, so the plan's very clear. She's in the paddock now. She'll come back to work on the 15th. She'll come back into work on the 15th of December. We've actually got an owner's day on the 10th. So she'll parade at that and then start work on the 15th. And then she'll trial in early February here in New Zealand in Tiaraha, and then we'll bring her straight back to Australia. We've sort of got the Futurity Stakes at Caulfield. I think it's the 22nd of February on our agenda as a lead-up race into the All-Star Mile. We think the All-Star Mile will be a perfect race for her.
I know there's been a fair bit of discussion around the Queen Elizabeth at 2000. Is that an attractive race maybe after the All-Star Mile?
Yeah, well, if you look at what she did in the autumn here, she did a triple crown in the autumn. She went 1,400, 1,600, 2,000 metres over a four-week period. And then she repeated that triple crown in the spring, 1,400, 1,600, 2,000 over 5 weeks. And so those three races in Australia, the Futurity, the All-Star Mile and the Queen Elizabeth, are the same distances and are sort of over the same time frame. So, it's a realistic target for sure. We know we're going to meet some really, really gun horses in the Queen Elizabeth and also the All-Star Mile. Any horse, any race in Australia is hard to win.
Yep, understand. I know this is a slightly unfair question, but I'll ask it anyway. She's a five-year-old mare. She's in terrific form, just scintillating form. Have you discussed when you may retire her? Are the owners keen? Are they racing owners or are they breeders?
Yes, they're racing owners. They're not breeders. We actually turned down a very significant offer in the autumn for her from an Australian breeder who the plan was to retire and put in the broodmare paddock. We 100% of the syndicate said no. They wanted her to race until she's ready to stop racing. She'll tell us when she's ready to stop. And so you're going to see her on the racetrack. Provided she stays sound, Andrew, and in good form, you're going to see her grace racetracks in New Zealand and Australia for a lot longer yet.
Understand. That's really good news for us. Just wanted to get an update. You're off to the Ready to Run sale?
Yes, yes. Of course, Fortuna is not just about Melody Bell. We managed, we're boutique syndicators. We manage about 30 horses at the moment. We race in Singapore as well. And we've had a fantastic season in New Zealand so far, even without Melody Bell. We've actually had 5 individual winners. And we've had 11 winners in Singapore this year, this calendar year. So it's a pretty good team, and we're going to try and buy another nice horse or two at the Ready to Run sales.
Yeah, all right. Well, good luck with that. I know there's plenty of competition, and that tells us how strong Australasian racing is at the moment. Thanks for your time, John.
Good on you, Andrew. Thank you very much.
Grant Williams does join us just for a couple of minutes. Grant, I was just telling our listeners about this win in the Northern Cup for Tellum. We're coming William Pike Road, and he squeezed a run, and the horse showed plenty in the straight.
Yeah, it was a really good win, Andrew. We're hoping that he can repeat that again this week. But obviously it's a lot harder task, but I think he's probably up to this.
He just seems, the horse just really looks like it's on the rise. A lot of upside. Am I reading that right, Grant?
Yeah, I think we've had training for a couple of years now, and I just think we've probably worked it out. We've spaced his runs a bit, keep him a little bit fresh. And we're sort of riding one way now, which is to run home in the straight, and it just seems to be really, really clicking with him.
You'll start from barrier 9. Does that suit, given what you've just said about riding him back?
Yeah, look, it would have been nice to, you know, midfield defence would be his best position, whether he can get there from barrier 9 or not, but barriers generally don't worry me too much now. That's the jockey's problem. So
yeah.
He's a one-dimensional animal, so you just have to put him in a position, like I said, to run home in the straight.
Great for us to see Brenton Abdullah come over and take the ride, mate. How did that all come about?
I left the riding engagements to Elio and Troy and just said to start at the top of the list, and they rang me with Brendan's name, and I said, yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah, no,
happy
it's great.
With that. I'm definitely happy.
Yeah, exactly. We'll try and get him on the next couple of days. I don't know whether he's ridden too much in Perth.
I can't remember seeing him over here, to be honest.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as I understand, the weight wasn't going to be a problem, which is high on our list, and it all worked out good.
Yep, 53 for Tellum We're Coming. I know you've got other horses right through the carnival that are owned by Bob Peters, and I know Bob loves talking about his own horses and not you, but is everything good with the team?
Yeah, they are. I'm just as you start the paddock now watching Regal Power have his gallop. Really like the 3-year-old that Willie's riding in the Guinea. He's got a lot of upside. Has him a few races for the feather to drop, but Superstorm, look for him to be hitting the line really strong. Very happy with the weekend that we had with Tibby Delta going forward. She raced really nicely, and obviously Tuscan Queen, who looks like she's pretty exciting.
Yeah, she looks exciting when she lets down. Gee, she can really sprint. I know this is a time difference of 3 hours, so thanks for taking our call, mate, while you're watching Regal Power. Good luck over the next 3 weeks.
No worries. Thanks a lot, Ben.